where we have a guest on and we ask them to compile a love note of songs and stories for someone in their life. This week we have Bilal. How's it going, Bilal?
Hello. Glad to be here. How are you all?
We're great. Grateful. I'm excited to see my coworker on the weekend. Yeah. Always love that.
Always a treat.
So you guys met at work?
Yes, we work very closely together. We've traveled together. We've camped together. But I don't know anything about the person who this love note is for. So I've still got a lot to learn about Bilal.
This is for Jacob, or all of our friends call him Jake. He was my floor mate in first year, and we were also in the same orientation group. So it just happened to be that, you know, we got really close. It was very convenient for us to hang out till late hours of the night. We lived 20 seconds away from each other. When Pika approached me to do this, to do the show, I was trying to rack my brain for who would be appropriate. So immediately my mind went to like my closest friend. But then I realized that our relationship didn't have a musical foundation really. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let me rethink this a little bit. And then I thought of Jake, and Jake and I's relationship is heavily founded on music.
Love that.
Yeah. You could say that we have a soundtrack to our relationship, which no pun intended, but yeah, that's Jake.
That's awesome. So do you guys still live in residence? How do you keep in touch after, you know, you left that 20-second, like, critical distance that you had for a while there?
Mm-hmm. It's been very different. So neither of us live on residence anymore. We are still very close friends. We keep in touch. We have to be a little bit more active about it, you know, and conscious about it too. But we're still very close. We FaceTime. We do all that great stuff. And, you know, it's never been better with him.
Putting in the work. I love to see it. Honestly, when you leave residence, many things become clear. Many things come to light. Yeah. Some things just like, you know, some things change, some things stay the same, which is amazing. Should we dive right in to the first song that you've chosen for your sweet friend today?
Let's do it. So I have Seven by Taylor Swift off of her 7th album, Folklore. So this song is pretty meaningful for the both of us because one of my earliest memories with Jake was him and I singing the Folklore album in my room. I had it playing on my vinyl record or my record player, and we were kind of just, we sang the whole way through, which was very needed, and it kind of just became a very core memory in terms of the relationship of his and I's. You know, we both are huge fans of Taylor Swift. This is not the only Taylor Swift track that will be played today.
Spoiler.
Perfect.
And this song in particular, I chose this one. There were so many that I could have chosen, but I chose this one in particular because he had a moment in around maybe say October of last year where he was like, Bilal, I am playing Seven over and over again. Something about it is just, it's really hitting the spot for me right now. And Seven is, if you're not aware, and we're going to listen right now, but it's kind of an ode to friendship that's very, like, pure and true. And I think that really encapsulates what Jake and I's relationship is slowly growing to be, and I'm sure is going to be for the long run.
Aw. Well, Jake, I hope this hits the spot still.
Hopefully.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Please picture me. Oh, tell you, I think your house is haunted. Your dad is always mad, and that must be why. And I think you should come live with me, and we can be pirates. Then you won't have to cry or hide in the closet. And just like a folk song, our love will be passed on. Please picture me in the weeds before I learned civility. I used to scream ferociously anytime I wanted. Sweet tea in the summer, cross my heart, won't tell no other. And though I can't recall your face, I still got love for you. Pack your dolls in a sweater, we'll move to India forever. Pass down like folk songs, our love lasts so
undeniably a gorgeous song, in my opinion.
I would 100% agree. Such a beautiful song. So raw and just, like, beautiful lyrics. Taylor and her lyricism, I just never fails to amaze me.
The critics are furious. They will never understand. But, yeah, we were talking about how that album just, you can just listen to the whole thing. And it's such a beautiful time capsule. It's so nice. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you're both big fans. I really just saw you bond so much. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you keep up, Pika. Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Taylor is bringing the world together one song at a time.
Yeah. Now I'm feeling like genuinely like, wow, what an icon. But to refocus back to the love letter. Taylor Swift has these beautiful romantic songs, but they also, like, encapsulate platonic connections.
And this is our first love note that someone's made for their friend, too.
Ooh, okay. Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in our past love notes, we've talked a bit about, like, oh, what was your first date? Or, like, when did you say I love you for the first time? For friendship, that's our first one. What would be important milestones to ask about?
Right off the top of my head, the milestone that comes to my mind is that first FaceTime call, because I did mention this a little earlier, but right now the only way Jake and I can really keep in touch is through FaceTime. He's across the country, so, you know, can't really meet up with him or anything at the current moment. But, you know, we FaceTime regularly. We keep each other updated on our life events. And I think with a lot of my really, really close friendships, taking that first step into becoming deeper friends was that first FaceTime call. It was that moment where we decided that actually we want to hear from each other outside of when we're physically in person together.
It's not just a friendship of convenience. It's not just that you lived on the same floor.
Exactly. And this is kind of a trend among all of my friends. It's that the people that I really, really care about, I'm usually FaceTiming quite often. You know, when I want to establish that kind of deeper connection with somebody that I don't have as easy access to, if you will, though I don't like that wording, taking that first step and being like, hey, I want to hear from you. Let's set up a FaceTime call. And then usually it snowballs into just FaceTiming each other randomly at random times of the day and hoping they'll pick up.
Yeah, I love that too. I feel like it's such a person-to-person thing. Like, some people will be like, don't call me out of the blue. Like, it makes me so nervous. Or some people don't like it. But when someone FaceTimes me unexpectedly, it genuinely brings me so much happiness, especially when I'm able to answer and we're able to actually like get into it and talk. I feel like I would love to be better at that because I think my resentment of like how much my phone takes up my time means I don't think to do that. But meanwhile, I'm like wasting all this time on social media. Like, I feel like I should just remember to do that because it does like make you feel so close to someone when they're not like directly in the same city or wherever.
When I think of my friendships, some of the really memorable moments have been when we've been reunited after a long time. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you're so radiant and beautiful. Like, I don't remember you being a shining star. What do you think you'll do? Like, when Jake comes back, do you have plans for what you'll do first?
Honestly, that's a good question that I haven't thought about up until now. So thank you for planting that seed in my head. But I completely agree. Those reunions are so, so special. For first year, a lot of people, like a lot of my really close friends would kind of go home for reading break, or if we had like a couple of extra days, those who could would go home and we didn't see them for a couple of days. And those reunions were definitely so special. I've been to the airport more times in the past year than ever in my life just to pick up people and see them the moment they land. And I completely agree. Those reunions, they really define kind of how special that connection between you and your friends are. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think distance makes the heart grow fonder is true about friends?
I think for me, distance is a test.
Ooh.
It hasn't made any of my friendships easier. It's made some stronger because it's like, wow, we made it through this distance. Mm-hmm. We still keep in touch, even though it's really hard and I'm terrible at FaceTiming, unlike Bilal. Yeah, it can't strengthen every friendship that I have, but those that have withstood it are strong. Yeah.
So like, when you have that person that you realize, oh my gosh, I miss them so much, like, I'm going to put in the work, mm-hmm. then that distance does make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
But then with others, it's like, oh, what am I able to put in? What are we going to get out of this?
Exactly.
It has to be intentional. I feel like I'm quite an absent-minded person. I just don't think to reach out as much as I should. And, like, some people talk to their best friends every single day who don't live in the same place as them. And I'm not good at that, but I'm kind of more the person who's like, distance, hopefully with the right people, doesn't change the way I feel in my heart about them. So like, I'll see them and it'll be like, no time has passed. This is kind of making me realize how much I should text certain people and be like, love you, girl. Like, nothing's changed in my mind. I hope you feel the same. But yeah, inspirational stuff. Let's go for a real tone switch up and get into the next song. Well, tell us why you chose this next track.
Oh my goodness. So this next track is Need to Know by Doja Cat. Naomi was not kidding. A complete shift in sound and lyrics. I wouldn't say that the song defines Jake and I in any way. but this song kind of speaks to a really lovely habit that Jake and I have when we're together, and that is breaking into song randomly. Typically, we will default to this song. And usually the reason why it happens is because we're just having a conversation and one of us is like, yeah, I need to know. And then like clockwork, we're both like, I need to know.
And then we end up singing the entire thing.
So I think it's really special because I don't really do that with a lot of other people. Mm. It's very Jake and I's thing, if you will. Don't know if he does it with other people, but...
Oh.
Ooh, getting scandalous already. But yeah, I really love when we do that. It's very special for me. And so I thought I'll include that and we can listen to something much different than the first track.
I'm ready to have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanna know what it's like? Baby, show me what it's like. I don't really got no tights. I just wanna fuck all night, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 baby, I need to know. I just been fantasizing, and we got a lot of time. Baby, come throw the pipe. Gotta know what it's like, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 baby, I need to know. Your size, add, subtract, divide. Daddy don't throw no ghost. Hold up, I'm
ask me what it's like. I don't really got no tights. I just wanna f*** all night, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 baby, I need to know. I just been fantasizing, and we got a lot of time. Baby, come throw the pipe, gotta know what it's like, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 baby, I need to know. Probably give us that a panic attack. Sorry if I gave a random erection. Probably thinking I'm a telekinetic. Oh, wait, you a fan of the magic? Poof, like an Alakazam. Yeah. I heard from a friend of a friend that was a 10 out of 10.
I can't stand it, just one night, man.
Can't put the drink, give me a sip. Tell me what you can, give me the
spank me, slap me, choke me, bite me.
Wait, I can take it, give a fuck what your wife is saying.
Wanna know what it's like? Baby, show me what it's like. I don't really got no tights. I just wanna f*** all night, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 baby, I need to know.
I just been fantasizing, and we got a lot of time. Baby, come throw the pipe, gotta know what it's like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, 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 baby, I need to know.
That song is so good. I love that song.
So good. Agreed. Yeah.
If you guys ever need a third party to break into that song with you, I'm around and I'm available.
Please, please.
So you and Jake, clearly there's this strong musical foundation. You love to listen to songs together. You love to break out into song together. What else do you like to do together?
Honestly, I find that with Jake, I'm very comfortable just being around him. So a lot of our hangouts are just either of us in the other's room and being like, just chilling. Maybe one of us is doing work and the other is scrolling through TikTok or something of the sort. But we'll also listen to a lot of music together during those moments, which is, I think, how this strong musical foundation in our relationship came to be. In those moments of just hanging out together, we tend to be very, very stupid together as well. We're the type of people who are smart individually, but then we come together and we share one brain cell. The first story that comes to mind when it's about kind of like, you know, us dumbing down together is related to the next song on track, which is by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Love.
Love, love, love. We were in my room and we're kind of just, you know, I think I'm on my laptop and he's doing something else. And I was playing, at the time, her newest album, The Loneliest Time. I really wanted him to get into Carly Rae's music. It was obviously not getting through to him. It was like he was zoned out. He was in a different vibe at the moment. And then, you know, I'm just playing the music and I'm like, yeah, this song's really, really good. And all of a sudden, he just stands up and he goes, Carly, when she walks into the room. I, Carly. And I stared at him in disbelief for 10 seconds, and I broke out into the most heinous laughter because it was so stupid, and I could not understand why I found it so funny, but I just did. Mm-hmm. And since then, whenever I listen to a Carly Rae Jepsen song, I am constantly reminded of I, Carly.
Yeah, I feel like the best parts of a friendship is where, number one, you can just be comfortable in the silence. Like, you don't feel the need to fill it, and you don't feel awkward. You can just relax. You don't have to be on all the time. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the point of, like, true delirium, where, like, any little thing just cracks you up, like, what makes the heart more full than just, like, stomach hurting from laughter with a friend? Like, that's exactly. Everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
So this is Benz by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Sunshine, somewhere in Mexico. Long day, I didn't feel so good. Lonely, am I being sensitive? Blue eyes, you are the sensitive one.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
I had never heard that song, and it's so good.
Isn't it? I love Carly Rae. Obviously, that song doesn't really have that much of a connection to Jake. However, Carly Rae Jepsen and her entire discography is something I want him, and honestly, the rest of the world to get into, because I feel like we all know her as Miss Call Me Maybe. Maybe if we get a little bit deeper, like Run Away With Me or I Really
Ooh,
Like You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those
I forget
songs,
about Run Away With Me. It's really
it's
good.
It's really good. One of the best openings for a song. For sure. But yeah, I really, really love her latest album.
I really, 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 really.
Thank you. You caught the reference. But I do. It's such a cohesive album sonically and lyrically. I think we don't talk about her pen game as much either. Probably because of Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Not the most distinct lyrics, but love the album. Give it a listen 100%. You're going to find something in there you like. If you like that mysticism / nature-y vibe, then there's going to be something in there for you. And if you like a pop dance song too, there are a couple of those in there. And listen to The Loveliest Time when it comes out in August.
Oh my god, you are doing the work for our PR team. This is incredible.
Carly Rae, hire me, please.
Yeah. We were just saying, she comes to Vancouver in July as an opener for Boy Genius. Bilal, devastatingly, you're not going to make it to that one.
I know.
But she's just the opener anyway. You'll be there when she's center stage.
Absolutely.
Do we think she's still pulling out the Call Me Maybe during her set? Or is she maybe like, that's the old me, I don't do that anymore, like I have a lot of new songs? Because it would be understandable either way. If she were to do it, it would be like, of course, this is extremely iconic, and it's been long enough now that it's like, hey, it's almost like a retro song, like mm-hmm. It's bring that back. But if she were to refuse to do it and be like, that's not what my music is about right now,
mm-hmm.
then that would honestly be understandable.
My money would be that she would do it.
Mm.
Even if she feels as an artist that she's moved on, I'm sure whoever is managing her and her money is like, yeah, you will be doing that. Thank you very much. But I look forward to Naomi reporting back after the concert.
Could it be different that she's just opening, that she wouldn't go that hard and be like, and here's the classic?
I honestly think we'll see. Opposite. I feel like when you're opening, you don't want to give the crowd the deep cuts, you know? You want to give, like, the tried and true.
Okay, I will be reporting back.
Please do.
Yeah, I remember seeing her at, like, Canada Day in Ottawa, like, when I Really Like You was, like, the song that she had just put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to seeing how she's transformed as a performer.
I think if Carly Rae doesn't want to do Call Me Maybe, I'm for it. And if she does, I'll be there singing it too.
We're allies to Carly Rae. So, no.
So this has been a great little love note for Carly Rae.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I forgot I was talking about Jake for a second.
Yeah. Wait, who? Of course, kidding. Shall we move on to our next Canadian icon.
So this next song is Oh Come All Ye Faithful by Celine Dion. This song is very, very personal to Jake. So he loves, loves, loves Celine Dion's Christmas album. He has tried to get me to listen to it many, many times, and maybe one day he will succeed, but I decided to bring this into this love note just to, you know, say, I hear you, Jake. I know.
I love that.
I appreciate the songs you recommend. I can't say that they're all for me, but I appreciate it still.
Like, he should appreciate Carly Rae Jepsen.
Exactly.
So
thank you.
Return the favor.
Wonderful callback. A very fond memory of mine is being in our friend Saul's car, and Jake took over Aux and decided that we were going to listen to this album on our way to Save On Foods.
Was it like Christmas time?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To his benefit. Okay. Yeah. Love the song. It's not a bad song by any means, but
a perfect July listen.
No, it is the wild card of the list, I must say. But this one's for you, Jake.
Thank you.
If there's anyone who's still listening after we just played a Christmas song in July or whenever this airs, hello, thank you. What do you guys think? I mean, Bilal, you've just chosen this song. Is it sinful to listen to Christmas music in summer? Will Jake think it's sinful?
I think if it hits, it hits. So if you want to listen to Christmas music in any at any time of the year, I completely endorse. Now, if it's on the radio, I might have a thing or two to say, but...
Like this will be?
Yeah, I kind of messed up there, huh? But...
You followed your heart.
No, exactly, exactly. I think, you know, good music is good music regardless of the time of year, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funnily enough, my family has strong opinions on this. Ooh. My parents growing up were big on, like, December 1st is when we'll do the tree, we'll do like listening to the first Christmas song, do all the decorations, maybe have our first like mince pie. I don't know if you guys eat those at Christmas. And I've carried it into adulthood. You know, once in a while you'll think like, oh, I just really want to listen to some Mariah Carey. Like, is it so bad to listen to it, you know, October? Some people think differently and I'm trying my best to learn to respect those opinions. But I genuinely think that it's really more special if you feel like it's for that window of time and for, like, Christmas time. It's the classic thing. Like, you wish it could be Christmas every day, but then it wouldn't be special. Like, And I feel that way about the music. I would say that did hit. Love Celine Dion. But I would say, like, the people who really start going hard on Christmas music, like, the day after Halloween, I'm like, by the time Christmas rolls around, like, you're going to be sick of Michael Bublé, and that's...
you want to say shame.
That. Yeah, that's devastating. We were talking about music and how it's like a love language for friendships, romantic relationships, like relationships with family members. And
hence
on the
love notes existing.
Yeah. And in a previous episode, we were talking with someone about, you know, the love languages that they, you know, feel most connected with their relationship to their partner. But I think friendships are absolutely, it's important to keep those things in mind. Like, how do I best feel like appreciated, and how am I best able to do that for someone else? What do they like? Do you feel like you and Jake have like a love language that you both like click on, or have you had to adapt or like communicate your love language?
Definitely. As you might be able to tell, Jake and I's love language mainly revolves around quality time together. Mm-hmm. I think that really defines what our relationship is built on. We spend a lot of time together and we really enjoy each other's presence. We aren't necessarily like the gift-giving type. We're not really the physical touch or words of affirmation, but we really enjoy each other's time. And I think that is what keeps us together. So as you can probably imagine, it's been tough that he's across the country currently. But we are still trying to maintain that by keeping in contact. In the topic of quality time, one thing that I do love is having a day out with Jake. This ties into our next song, which is Feels Like by Gracie Abrams. We saw her in concert together, and it was such a wonderful experience. Initially, I was actually supposed to go with somebody else, and then that plan fell through, and I felt kind of meh about it for a couple of days, and then I realized that I was actually really excited to go with Jake, and we ended up having such an incredible day together. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that the original plan fell through, because I don't think I would have had as much fun as I did if I hadn't gone with Jake. We also went with our friend Annalisa, shout out. But Gracie Abrams is one of my favorite artists right now. She is currently opening for Taylor Swift, so she's on the come up.
Love it.
Very clear biases here. But I chose the song because it is the song that his Spotify continuously recommended for him. He actually hates the song.
Oh no.
Fun fact. But this is one of her few happy songs. And so I thought,
I don't think I've ever heard a happy Gracie Abrams song.
Well, this is it. This is it.
I'm excited to hear it.
I know. It's a great song. So this is Feels Like by Gracie Abrams.
Oh, we almost got away. We cut it close. The city's getting loud if I choke. Scared to be alone. Been trying to work it out. You should know I would do whatever you wanted.
the apartment. Met you at the right time. This is what it feels like.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
This is what it feels like.
Man, the bar for what a happy Gracie Abrams song is certainly skewed. Like, especially for the first minute of that, I was like, what now? This is happy, but it, definitely more upbeat. Definitely the lyrics were actually very positive when you listen to them, but she sure knows how to break a heart, namely
that's
mine.
For sure. Yeah, seeing her in concert definitely altered my brain chemistry on a fundamental level, but I think it was needed for me.
Yeah, so you said you and Annalise and...
Annalisa.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, girl. and Jake went to this little concert.
Yes.
Are you guys, like, do you tend to be the kind of person to have a lot of good friends that you try and see as much as possible? Or, like a closer group of really tight friends? Or, like, do a lot of your friends know each other? Are you more, like, a part of all these different groups?
This was actually something that I was trying to navigate in my first year of university, because you meet so many new people and you kind of have to understand the kind of person you are to have successful relationships and maintain them. I think what I've found out about myself is that I'm definitely more so the person who has a couple of really, really, really close friends and then, you know, some friends, a lot of other acquaintances to friends, depending on where they fall on that spectrum. I would say I keep my really, really good besties close to my heart, and I know that they'll always be there for me. Don't need to talk to them every single day. Don't need to really keep in touch as much, because I know that they're right there when I need them, and I'm right here when they need me. And then I have a lot of people that I can reach out to, I can grab lunch with, and it's very, like, we don't know everything about each other, but we're on good terms, and we enjoy each other's company, we have shared interests, and I've also found that I'm not a good friend group person. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I think I am a better friend when it's one-to-one, and, like, I'm maintaining and establishing that connection, whereas in a group setting, I'm not the best. I feel I can become more absent in ways, and, you know, it becomes a lot more stressful for me because I'm like, I have to navigate all these different dynamics. So that's what I found out about myself in first year. What I do love about a group is a party moment. I love, love, love going to some sort of party and just dancing my heart out with the people that I care about. My friends love to go to the frat parties. Unfortunately, I did not join them for any, which was one of my regrets from first year. But I did love the dance parties that we threw in our rooms together.
I'd say that's more the vibe. Like, don't feel regret. Like, unless you like to be looked up and down and made to feel like absolutely your lowest, then I would say you're doing absolutely fine not going to those frat parties. Love and respect to everyone and their choices, but room dance, that's special. It's like you and your people. You can literally dance like no one's watching because there's not, like, you know, other individuals. So it's so fun. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get, like, written up for noise?
Me personally, no. But my friends did a lot. Like, they were known to be the people that would get the RAs, you know, knocking on their doors. And I was never present for that. Maybe that means that my parties were just never as fun. Or maybe I just knew how to keep it down.
I think you're striking the right balance.
Beyoncé is one of Jake and I's other favorite artists. We love Renaissance. It makes for such good dance material. You can kind of just let it all loose. And we've had many a dance party to Renaissance, that's for sure. And the next song I say is probably our favorite. And it's such a good song. I know a lot of people love it. It's probably trending, I would say. A lot of people are trying to memorize that last lyric of hers or that last verse. If you haven't guessed it already, it is Heated by Beyoncé.
I'm undereducated. I don't know if I've heard this song.
Oh.
Pika, have you?
Apparently, yes, I have. Bilal played it for me while we were driving the work van.
I need that education. Okay, well, let's give it a listen. Let's see what that last lyric has to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. watch my wrist go click. Fan me off, I'm hot, hot, hot like stolen Chanel. Lock me up in jail. Cuff me, please, cause this ain't fair. Dripped in my pearls like Coco Chanel. Uncle Johnny made my dress that cheap spandex. She looks a mess. Fan me off, I'm hot, hot, hot like stolen Chanel. Lock me up in jail. Fingertips go tap, 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 tap on my MPC, making disco trap. Uncle Johnny made my dress.
Too good. She never misses. I wish I'd known.
And Bilal knows every word of that last verse, for those wondering.
It has been ingrained in my brain since July 29th, 2022.
Okay.
Is that when it came out.
Release date? Okay, yes. I love it. We were just talking about how she has touched down in Canada last week, or she did, for her insane tour, which clearly everyone would want to go to just for the experience. She's such an icon of our time. This is going to go down in history. Is she coming to Vancouver?
She is. She's coming on September 11th. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, September 11th, Beyonce in Vancouver.
Back at it with the PR.
No, these people need to be hiring me.
Are you going? Yeah.
I am not. It is quite the pricey concert.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Dare we? What? How much is it?
Nosebleeds were around 150, 200. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't consider myself the biggest Beyonce fan, and so I wouldn't know how to justify $200 for nosebleed tickets.
This has been so fun having Bilal on. I feel like we've never talked so much about the musical choices. It's clear that you really, really love music, and it's been so fun. It's been a really chatty time. Because this is the last song, we ask that you try to go for some words of affirmation, even though that's not your primary love language with Jake. And we'll give you this opportunity to talk directly to him, say what you want to say, and then we'll go into your last song.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say it's been a pleasure to be here. I love speaking with you all.
So fun to have you.
So fun, so fun. Well, Jake, I don't know what I can say that you don't already know. I appreciate you, and I love you more than anything. This next song, I think, really encapsulates what I would tell you and your future self. If we, for some weird reason, do not stay in touch years and years down the line, I think this song really says the message that I would pass along to you either way. This is Long Live by Taylor Swift.
Remember this moment in the back of my mind, the time we stood with our shaking hands, the crowds in stands went wild. We were the kings and the queens, and they read off our names. You danced like you knew our lives would never be the same. You held your head like a hero on a history book page. It was the end of a decade, but the start of an age. Said, remember this feeling. I passed the pictures around of all the years that we stood there on the sidelines, wishing for right now. We are the kings and the queens. You traded your baseball cap for a crown. When they gave us our trophies, and we held them up for our town, and the cynics were outraged, screaming, "This is absurd."
promise me this, that you'll stand by me forever. But if God forbid fate should step in and force us into a goodbye, if you have children someday, when they point to the picture,
you've been listening to Love Notes on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope, Jake, if you're listening, that you enjoyed this. Our next episode will be out at 10 a.m. once again, 2 weeks from today. Please join us for another sweet love note full of songs and stories. See you then.
Coming up next on CITR 101.9 and CITR.ca, Do You Remember? Good morning.